I received a phone call late last night from a buddy of mine. He's a husband and father of four. And it was just great to catch up with him, hear how he's doing, his family's doing. I got to share what's going on in my life. And, of course, we talked about what's going on in our country. And we talked about things in the news. And towards the end of the conversation, I asked him if there was anything that I could pray for him for or for his family for. And he said, "Thanks, Father Mark. I appreciate that. Appreciate your prayers. If you could please pray for my sanctity," he said, "and for my family's sanctity." And upon hearing that, and you know, I told him, "Of course, you know, sure I will." And upon hanging up the phone, I thought of his response, and he just said it matter-of-factly, just plainly, convicted heart. I thought, "That's it. That's it. Here's a man, a husband and father of four kids, and I'm asking him, what can I pray for you for?" And he says, "Pray for my sanctity, Father Mark, and for my family's sanctity." Our first reading we heard from the third chapter of 2 Peter. And Peter's second letter here in the scriptures, Peter has one main point in this entire letter, and that is to grow in holiness, to grow in sanctity. And he stresses it the entire letter. I want to just read a part of the very beginning of his letter to get the taste, if you will, and I want to take the time to read this because I think it's very pertinent for us here today and for everything that's going on, is to hear Peter in this second letter and then swing back to our passage today. So he starts off in verse 1, just giving a greeting to those that have faith in Christ Jesus. And verse 2, he says, "May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion and become partakers in the divine nature." There's that process of divinization we talk about a lot. "For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with a virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love." Peter is just starting off this letter, and he's just pounding, "Strive for godliness, excellence," he's talking about. He's talking about virtue. He's talking about be partakers in the divine nature. And then in our reading today, we swing back in chapter 3. He swings back to how he started the letter in verse 14. "Be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him." Again, for Peter, it is clear. Be holy. Strive for sanctity. He talks about false teachers, to avoid false teachers. That is, avoid people that say just anything goes, but strive for holiness. And in verse 17 here, the other verse that strikes out here in the reading from chapter 3 is, "Be on your guard not to be led into error or the unprincipled, and to fall from your own stability." Talked about this past weekend about the ugliness. All ugliness we were seeing, the news about what's happened, it's a result of individuals not being stable, having stable ground to stand on, Christian values, well-formed consciences. And as I mentioned this past weekend, ugliness doesn't just happen, but it's as a result. You look at the news and you see, you know, many 18, 19, 20 people in their 20s. Ugliness like this doesn't just happen, but it's a result of generations now of these young adults, these kids growing up in ugliness, broken families, broken marriages, growing up and seeing whatever they want to see or on the internet, access to pornography at the age of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. It's ugliness, and it has an effect. It has them don't know beauty, as we talked about this past weekend. And for us to be grounded to be reminded into what Peter is telling us here in the second letter. One focus, striving for holiness, striving for sanctity, and things thereafter fall in place because then we have the heart of Christ. And so might I just encourage us today for everyone to read this second letter of Peter. It's short, it's 3 chapters long, to read this letter from Peter as he stresses the importance of striving for holiness, striving for sanctity. And as a father and husband of 4 that I was talking to late last night, we can be ever more convicted that the answer is sanctity and the answer is striving for holiness.